Greetings, Student Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/Pastor Greg. That's paypal.me/Pastor Greg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And, I am very excited to have you with me today. Hour number two. Our first hour, Rick Manning and I, you might want to check out that conversation that he and I had. We talked quite a bit about India, actually. And for those of you who follow me, you know that I do a lot of ministry in India. But we talked about, what's going on in India and how that ministry into India is having significant impact, and the impact that it could have for our country and for the world at large, especially since India is probably the greatest competitor that China has relative to numbers. And we really dug down into that and the comparisons between the Christian community there and the difference that that can make, and how the Christian community turned Rome on its ear, and how Constantinople became the epicenter for Christianity. So a lot of things discussed. Hope you'll check that out. Also, Nubia Divine is running for House Representative HD 19 here in the great state of Texas. We talked about the border and we talked about Texas. You'll enjoy that as well. Hope you'll check it out. Well, I'm very excited to have my next guest with me. He is the Executive VP of the Free Enterprise Project and National Center for Public Policy Research. I want to welcome to the program Justin Danhoff. Justin, welcome. Good to have you.
It's always nice to talk to you, Pastor Greg.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, there's a number of things. There are a number of things that I think are of concern relative to the Free Enterprise Project and the influence that that y'all have in these stock rooms and stockholder meetings. Not stock rooms, they're kind of stock rooms, but they're stockholder meetings. And one of them has to do with the outcry of shareholders with Visa and their support of what I refer to as the genocide games. Can you talk a little bit about that, please?
Yeah, so what we've got here, Pastor Greg, is American companies, large companies, including Coca-Cola, Procter & Gamble, and Visa, that are all sponsoring the upcoming Genocide Olympics in Beijing. And just to recap for your listeners why folks like you and I call them the Genocide Olympics is, of course, because the U.S. State Department and other international bodies have confirmed that, in fact, the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, is committing genocide against a minority Muslim population known as the Uyghurs in the Xinjiang province of China. And so in the background of that, we are sending over our Olympic athletes, which we should all support the athletes because they put in their time, you know, blood, sweat, and tears to get to these games to reach the height of their athletic pursuits. But what we shouldn't do is support companies that are blindly sponsoring these Olympics and refusing to stand up for human rights atrocities that are occurring, again, just outside of the window of the Olympic Games. And so last week, I submitted a question at the virtual annual shareholder meeting of Visa that was really pretty simple, I thought. You know, we're an investor in Visa. We simply wanted to know if the company believes the bipartisan, by the way, I mean bipartisan, State Department assessment that genocide is occurring in China, and if so, why would they continue to sponsor the Olympics? The company refused to even address the question. So let's think about it. If you are the CEO of Visa is a gentleman named Alfred Kelly, and your company is doing something that is so egregious that you can't defend it on the public stage, why would you continue to do it? Visa, I've since followed up with them, and the meeting was last Tuesday. I followed up with them numerous times. Finally, on Friday, they got back to me and said, we're working on formulating a response to your question. We're about a week out, and they can't answer the question. And it's not just a week out. There's been media inquiries numerous times that they've deflected, and congressional inquiries. My question last week was really a follow-up from last July, where Visa executives, among others, you know, again, the companies I mentioned earlier, Coca-Cola, Procter & Gamble, Airbnb, and some others that are all sponsoring the games, a bipartisan commission in Congress brought them to Capitol Hill and questioned all of them regarding their sponsorship of the Olympics. And all the way to going back to last July, Visa executives refused to address the issue of human rights atrocities in China. And so it's bad enough on its face,
right,
that Visa and other companies are doing it, right? Just as a standalone issue, it's bad enough. But when you juxtapose Visa and other corporations' behaviors here in the United States, it makes it all that much worse. Because, of course, Visa is one of these companies following George Floyd that bent its knee to the Black Lives Matter movement, right? They went so far as to announce, and this is right up on their own website, that they are now going to set quota systems for vice president level and higher,
right,
for Black and brown employees and,
right,
for hiring. Which, by the way, if we had a living, breathing, like, Department of Labor under President Biden, which we don't, they should investigate that because that's wildly unconstitutional under the 14th Amendment. And so they moralize about, you know, so-called human rights abuses in the United States of America and our problems of systematic racism, and we really need to fix ourselves and look in the mirror here, us terrible Americans. But you can't even say one word to stand up for the Uyghurs.
Well, and let me, yeah,
and Alfred Kelly are cowards.
Well, and let me add to that, because, you know, whereas their defense relative to the Uyghurs might be some of the terrorist activities the Uyghurs have been engaged in, and I can attest to some of that because my pastors in India are murdered by Uyghurs. However, there's no question about the peaceful efforts of Falun Gong and Christians in China. And Falun Gong at one time had 100 million practitioners. I don't know if you knew that, Justin. 100 million practitioners. Not according to Falun Gong, but according to China, because the Chinese actually supported Falun Gong back in the late 1990s. Okay? And there are millions that have been detained. There are hundreds of thousands that have been tortured, and potentially hundreds of thousands that have been murdered. Of those millions that have been detained, half of those have just plain disappeared. We don't know where they are. We don't know what happened to them. And no one's talking about that, Justin, at all either. And this is, I mean, these people disappeared for doing things as innocent as holding up a picture of a loved one who was taken against their will and is being tortured and held in a Chinese labor camp. And what did they do? Well, they held up a placard that said, "Falun Gong is peaceful."
Yeah, look, the CCP is all atrocious sorts of evil.
Yes.
You know, even again, as a standalone issue, the IOC, we need to hold them to account too, because
yes,
they never ever should have given Beijing the Olympic Games
never
in the year 2022.
Never.
With the ongoing abuses. I mean, think about the fact that our major American broadcast companies that are sending over personnel are telling their own reporters, their own producers, their own cameramen and everything, don't bring your smartphone, because the CCP will track everything that's on your phone. They'll track your movements. They may find content on there that they deem to be objectionable, and you may be held.
And they'll detain you. They will detain you.
So we're
our athletes. Look, they have, the CCP has threatened the athletes coming from America that they better not take pictures of things that the Chinese government would determine to be objectionable, and that they better not speak to reporters about anything that they see. Basically, I guess it's outside of the Olympic Village. I mean, think about that. And somehow, are the International Olympic Committee is okay with this, and our USOC is okay with our athletes being prisoners in a foreign country's Olympic quote-unquote village? I mean, Justin, this is just absolutely insanity.
And again, that's the state of play, and that's what corporate America is funding. That's what's so nauseating is
absolutely
these companies claim to be moral, claim to care about all stakeholders, right? Like, shareholder capitalism is dead, they've all declared. We care about everybody. Well, I guess they don't care about the Uyghurs very much, and I guess they don't care about American national security, sovereignty or the like. It's pathetic.
It is absolutely horrific. They don't care about our Chinese Christian brothers and sisters. They don't care about Falun Gong. You can learn about the Falun Gong situation. I hosted a movie event, Justin, called Finding Courage, which is undercover video by former Chinese, not only journalists, but former Chinese Communist Party members that were the heads, commandants, and so forth at these prisons where the torture is taking place. And they talk about how they were paid extra money if they would specifically target Falun Gong and what they did to them. Justin, it is atrocious. Anybody who watches Finding Courage that would condone our Olympic athletes being sent. Folks, please understand, our Olympic athletes become pawns in an international political scheme. That's exactly what is going on here. And we must demand that it stop. Call your congressman today. 202-224-3121 is the Capitol switchboard. 202-224-3121. Call your congressional member and tell them we don't want our athletes going. It's private corporate funding and government funding that funds the Olympics and the Olympic athletes. Am I not correct, Justin?
That's exactly right.
And so our taxpayer dollars are paying for this. We, the people, have a right to speak out about this, and our representatives have an obligation, a moral responsibility, and a legal responsibility, and a fiscal responsibility to handle this properly. 202-224-3121. Call your congressional member and tell them we do not want our athletes sent to Beijing for the genocide games. That's what you need to say. Be kind, be polite. I've witnessed that to you here on the program, but call them today. 202-224-3121. Bombard the Capitol switchboard with calls, with phone calls. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/Pastor Greg. That's paypal.me/Pastor Greg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm here with Justin Danhoff, Executive VP of the Free Enterprise Project. That's FEP, Free Enterprise Project, which is a part of the National Center for Public Policy Research. You can find them at nationalcenter.org. You can also find them at our CG Contributors page. Just go to the front page at chosengenerationradio.com, click on CG Contributors, and you will see Justin's name. Click on the picture. You'll go directly over there, and you can follow the things that they're involved in. And they can show you how you can take the stocks that you own. You, as a stockholder, have a right to go to stockholder meetings if you own stock in those companies. They can walk you through the process of how you can do it. You know those envelopes that you get in the mail that say, vote by proxy? Well, guess what? Those envelopes are your ticket. They give you the right to be able to show up at stockholder meetings and express your concerns about the social habits and behaviors of the companies in which you own stock. And if you can't show up, if you don't want to show up, however that's working for you, you can reach out to Justin and the folks at National Center and the Free Enterprise Project. And you can use that same proxy, if I'm not mistaken, Justin, to give you guys the proxy right to show up at the meeting on behalf of that stockholder. Is that true?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, if you've got a company in your portfolio that you've got a beef with in one way or the other, reach out to us. We're happy to be a voice for those who are trying to take on woke and ESG and all the other corporate malfeasance we're dealing with out there.
So, you know, I mean, a lot of our listeners right now are invested in perhaps a mutual fund, but mutual funds invest in corporations. And so by extension, you have an interest in what those companies are doing and subsequently, you have a right to be able to have a say in how those companies are behaving that are in your portfolio. And I would just encourage you, if you've never thought about it before, what can I do? I hear that all the time, Justin. All the time I hear folks say, gosh, Pastor, you know what? I hear you. And I really do. I care about what's going on in this country. And I know, folks, I've got the most incredible audience that listens to my show and watches my program and listens to our podcast. I know that you care, or you wouldn't even be listening today. But the question is, what can I do? What can I do? Well, we're giving you another avenue by which you can take action. Go to nationalcenter.org, make contact with them. Justin, is that the best way? Or tell me.
Yeah, reach out to me on Twitter at Danhoff Justin. But let me put some motivation behind the action. When it comes to voting proxies for corporate board members and for shareholder resolutions and for management resolutions, the left thinks of this as a political culture war. Okay, so they vote like it's a political election. They vote like the next Supreme Court pick is on the line. Our side does not bring the same vigor to the corporate proxy ballot. And that's why we're losing corporate America, because we're ignoring that vote. Folks, you wouldn't ignore the next presidential election.
Right.
Don't ignore the next vote for Coca-Cola's board of directors, for Walmart's CEO, for a shareholder proposal that might, you know, bankrupt Exxon. You've got to use, and think about this, the right of center folks have always thought about property rights as very natural right. And, you know, we protect property rights with everything we've got. We use the Second Amendment to protect our property rights, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, shareholder rights are exactly property rights. We just don't think of them in that way. But that's our problem.
We must be assured of it. Can I, and let me again bring this back to your kitchen table, because one of the things that happens is corporations ask governments to use eminent domain to take property away from sovereign citizens in the United States of America. What do I mean by sovereign citizens? You and me, we're sovereign. We're sovereign people, okay? That means that God's the one that gives us our rights. That's what makes us sovereign. Understand that. You're not owned by anybody. You're not a slave unless you make yourself a slave in the United States of America. And yet these companies are out there using eminent domain processes to take away a living, a farm, a ranch, or just a city dwelling from an individual and give them pennies on the dollar by which they can't even afford to buy something else. And again, so when you talk about property rights, Justin, I mean, it comes right back to the kitchen table is my point. And it's important to understand.
Yeah. And look, if we're going to engage in cultural battles, we have to do so thoughtfully. Because again, yeah, it goes all the way back to, you know, our individual rights, our God-given rights,
yep.
But how we want the future of our country to be molded. And for better or worse, and mostly for worse, large corporations have a lot of sway in how the future of this country is going to look. And again, we're talking today about how so many of them want to set the moral direction here in the United States to appease, basically an appeasement model, right?
Yep.
Of bending their knee to every, you know, aggrieved class here in the United States. You know, I'm using air quotes for aggrieved.
Yep, I hear
you. While doing the bidding of the CCP.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And this is Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for tuning in. I so greatly appreciate it. Did you know Matthew 10 tells us, whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who's able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. I want to encourage you in this Thanksgiving time that God has a plan, has a purpose, and he's working it out, and he wants you to be a part of it. And you can through Jesus Christ, his son. If you've never professed faith in Jesus Christ, I encourage you to do that today. Simply pray this prayer. Father, please forgive me for all my sins. Take them away from me and help me to become the person that you created me to be. I desire to have relationship with you. And I asked Jesus Christ to become the Lord of my life. I put my faith in him, and I believe on the promises that you've made. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, reach out to me and let me know. I'd love to hear from you today. And know this, we are God's chosen generation, chosen for such a time as this. And every day when you listen to the program and you hear the opening that we play, that is a reminder of who you and I are. God bless you and have a great rest of your day.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, we're waiting on a phone call, and hopefully we'll be able to hear from our good friend Clay Clark, and he'll be able to get through and get to us. There is an event coming up, a Reawaken America event coming up. For those of you that are listening on WTOD in Toledo, Ohio, there's a Reawaken America tour event in Canton, Ohio. That's Canton, Ohio, coming up February 18th and 19th at the Trinity Gospel Temple. Trinity Gospel Temple in Canton, Ohio is hosting a Reawaken America tour event with General Flynn and Team America. A lot of different speakers that will be at that event, and encourage you to check that out. I've been to Clay's event down in San Antonio. It was a great event. All right, last half hour we were talking a little bit more about the issue relative to what's called genocide games, and you can go to Genocide Games, and let me pull that up for us. Genocidegames.org. Oh, here we go. This is Clay on the phone right now. All right. Hey, Clay, welcome to the program. Good to have you with us.
Oh, wait. I know it's 90 miles. Are here. Thank you so much.
Oh no, it's great to be with you. Great to be with you. Well, I was just telling folks, because of course we've got a large audience in Toledo and Cincinnati and out in that direction.
Yeah.
Wanted to let them know that just a couple hours away on the 18th and 19th of February at the Trinity Gospel Temple in Canton, Ohio, Reawaken America is going to be in Canton, Ohio. Talk to me a little bit about who's going to be at that event, Clay.
Well, this is what's great. You know, I just got off the phone this morning confirming some more speakers, and I think a lot of local town, local fan favorites, as well as some national people of note. We've got Dr. Sherry Tenpenny from Ohio. She'll be there with you.
Hey, all right.
Yeah, so she'll be there. You have a local attorney, Thomas Renz, who's been exposing the corruption of Dr. Fauci.
I've been playing I've been playing Thomas's piece with the interview that he did. Well, the hearing that he did, he and Lee Dundas. And that hearing with Senator Ron Johnson, I actually have been playing clips of that to my TV audience, and I've actually played clips of that here on the program to my radio audience as well. Thomas is a hero and a warrior. Amazing, amazing guy.
You had Jennifer Gross, your Ohio representative, who's been fighting back against all the corruption in Ohio politics there. She'll be there. You have Dr. Eric Napudi. You have Eric Trump in the House. You've got Seth Hohouse from Man in America, the prophet Lance Wallnau, Scott McKay. You've got Sean Foyt, praise and worship leader, who's on Fox News quite a bit. Emerald Robinson, who just got fired from Newsmax for speaking out against Big Pharma. General Flynn. You got Mike Lindell. Marjorie Taylor Greene, just for SVP. She'll be there. Marjorie
Fantastic.
Taylor Greene. Jim Brewer, the attorney. Roger Stone is actually coming to my house tonight. He's in Tulsa. And he'll be in my living room tonight.
Tell Roger I said, please tell Roger that I said hello. Been praying for, how's his wife doing? Do you know?
She's cancer free.
Praise God. That was my prayer. That was the prayer that I sent him.
You know, what's interesting here is we just announced the sellout in Oregon. Oregon's in April. I mean, we're in April in Oregon. This is in Ohio, obviously, you know, you're on the ground there. You got 27 inches of snow, 1 degree weather, wind chill, and people are showing up. We're down to our final 45 tickets right now.
Fantastic.
For Ohio. So if you want to get those tickets, go to Canton, Ohio. So what you'll need to do is go to time2freeamerica.com. That's time2freeamerica.com. I know somebody's driving right now. That's time2freeamerica.com. And you just go up there and you request a ticket. But our event, you can name your price. So I have no problem with Charlie Kirk or President Trump and you know, O'Reilly hosting these rallies where they might charge a certain dollar amount. Every event has its own fixed expenses related to putting it on. But I can tell you what's happening now for our event. We do let you name your price. So you can come in. It's a two-day event. We're going to cram in 65 speakers over 2 days. Unbelievable preaching and teaching of the word. We're going to expose election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, and get people back to God. And we have employers showing up that are hiring employees that don't want to take the COVID-19 vaccine. We have attorneys willing to help you fight back and doctors willing to help you fight back as well. And all of it is at this two-day Freedom Festival right there in Canton, Ohio. It is going to be a life-changing event. That's how people are describing it. If you don't believe me, go to rumble.com and just search for Reawaken America Tour. And we have thousands and thousands of reviews that have been sent in to us from attendees of these conferences that are absolutely blown away every time.
Clay, let me ask you this, and I know that you know how big our God is, and my own personal testimony testifies to how big our God is, but talk to me about your experience in putting this together.
Oh, yeah.
What about this has, I guess, reinforced your faith and maybe even grown your faith?
Well, first off, if you would have interviewed me, and you wouldn't have interviewed me, but if you did interview me in 2007, I was a wedding bridal industry kingpin. I owned the largest bridal, DJ entertainment company, the largest party rental company. I did the bridal shows. And I was spending all my time, talent, and treasure to, you know, build the wedding empire. Then 2010, 2008-ish, people kept reaching out to me, asking me how to help, if I could help them grow their own companies. And so, Pastor Greg, I built a pretty good life for myself. I worked with 160 business owners. I helped them grow their businesses, and I'm growing my own businesses. And I spent, it's probably 0.1% of the time thinking about God, salvation, and my relationship with God, and spreading the good news. Maybe 0.1%, if I'm being honest. Maybe less than that. Now, I spend probably 95% of my day, maybe 99% of my day, thinking about how we can fulfill the Great Commission. So that's one. Two is that the network, you know, all these people that are coming to these events, they're jumping in the boat. I did not call Marjorie Taylor Greene. I didn't say, hey, could you come to Ohio? Their people are reaching out to us. Think about that. I mean, we've got text messages today. Patrick Vernon, the Overstock founder, he wants to come to the event. We've got, I mean, it's just the next level. I mean, we've got, obviously, Eric Trump. I joined the tour. You have Mike Lindell. You've got General Flynn. You've got Bobby Kennedy Jr. You got Jim Caviezel. We've got, I mean, just what is happening? What's happening is that the remnant, as prophesied by Isaiah in the Bible, or if you read Matthew chapter 24, you can see some of this occurring. But what's happening is the remnant is emerging. It's people that are black, white, old, young, Republicans, Democrats. They're all saying, I don't care about the taglines and the pitch. I just want the truth. And the people that share the truth are standing out, like Attorney Thomas Renz and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. I mean, how crazy is it that my phone now consists of talking to Thomas Renz and Sherry Tenpenny and General Flynn? That would have never happened if it wasn't a God thing. God is breaking down the walls that have divided people. He's breaking down the corruption of each political party. And people are really seeking the truth. And if you think about it today, the approval rating of Joe Biden, according to the mainstream media, is just over 30% if you believe those polls. If you believe the mainstream media, they also say inflation's at 7%. Really? Try go buying beef today, buy gas today, buy anything, buy hardware. The cost of everything has gone up 15, 20%, 30% or more. I believe the inflation rate is actually now higher than Joe Biden's approval rating. Thus, people are waking up. Soccer moms are who are previously apolitical are coming to our events, and they're saying, you know, I've never been to a political event my entire life, and I've always voted Democrat, and I knew something was up, so I just wanted to come hear the truth. And that's what's happened.
And here's the thing. You know, people who are Democrat, as an example, who maybe voted Democrat because that's what their parents did, that's what their grandparents did, that's what they've lived in, are waking up to realizing that the Democratic Party no longer represents perhaps the values that they believed that the Democratic Party represented when their parents were engaged and involved. And I know that, you know, Dinesh D'Souza has done a lot to expose a lot of those things.
Yep.
Certainly, our my good friend, Reverend Clenard Childress of blackgenocide.org has exposed those. Burgess Owens has exposed. Candace has exposed. I mean, over and over and over and over again, there's a long history of issues with the Democratic Party in America. So where they are today, for those who look at their history, is not a huge surprise, but it is shocking, I think, to those who've grown up in that and who also have a faith base to say, wait. Go ahead, please.
Well, what's happening is people are discovering that Democrats are discovering that, by and large, the leadership of the Democratic Party, is controlled by godless Marxist communist Luciferians. That's what they're discovering. And people are also discovering that the Republicans, the good old boy network, so I'm going to go to Tulsa, Oklahoma, okay? We have a senator here named James Lankford. James Lankford, our senator, this guy's in favor of removing statues, renaming military bases, and he actually worked with Kamala Harris on legislation to put in the voting machines right now. Think about that. Dominion. What does the word dominion mean? The word dominion means control, authority. Do you see the symbolism that a voting machine company owned by George Soros is called Dominion? I mean, what's happening is people in Tulsa are waking up and they're going, James Lankford, that guy's bogus. So Republicans are waking up and a lot of people they put in office don't represent their ideals. So I believe it's going to be a red wave. But a different kind of red wave, like a very discerning red wave. But if you read the book of 1 Kings in the Bible, remember Solomon, God said to Solomon.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Here's Dr. Robert Jeffress with today's Pathway Minute.
God will give you direction if you seek it. Sometimes his direction comes from his word. Sometimes it comes from the wise counsel of others. Sometimes it comes from circumstances. Sometimes it comes from the desires that he places in our heart. But remember this, the only person more interested in your discovering God's will and obeying it is God himself. And God will make his will clear to you if you genuinely, sincerely seek it. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight. James says, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who freely gives to all people and upbraids no one.
Dr. Robert Jeffress is heard Monday through Friday on your station. To learn more, go to ptv.org.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Reawaken America is coming to you. It's coming to you. And for those of you that are, again, listening on WTOD there in Toledo, Ohio, in the Cincinnati area, well, all you need to do is head over to Canton, Ohio on the 18th and the 19th of February. There are still some seats that are available for that. And those of you that are listening down here in Texas, or even those of you that are listening out on our station this evening in the Oklahoma area, Tulsa, Oklahoma, March 3rd and 4th. You can go and check that out. Or those of you that are listening down in our San Diego station, you can go on the 11th and 12th of March. Let's reemphasize for folks what they can expect to hear when they come.
Well, first off, you come to this event and you show up. We're going to have the opening blowing of the shofar by Amanda Grace and Dave Scarlett. Then we're going to have a prayer, Pastor Greg Locke. We have to sing the national anthem. And then from that point forward, we're going to expose election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, and we're going to get people to go back to God. So you're going to have an expert that will come up there and will just drop knowledge bombs about the fact that the models that said that 2.2 million Americans would die from COVID-19, those models are false. The PCR tests are false. The treatments are 100% real. Budesonide, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. But the guy talking isn't somebody who's theoretically talking. This is an actual doctor, Richard Bartlett, that's treated thousands of COVID patients, and nobody's dying. Nobody, which is a low number. Then you're going to have Dr. Sherwood get up there. He's going to share with you how he's treated 9,500-plus COVID patients with zero deaths. Dr. Zelenko, he was the top doctor in New York. This guy's treated 7,500 patients with only three deaths. And you want to talk about comorbidities? This guy has cancer and is missing a lung, and he's not died from COVID-19 despite treating patients every single day. Then we're going to get into, once he killed the spirit of fear, we're going to get into election fraud, the mechanics. Mike Lindell is going to break down how it works. You've got Jovan Pulitzer, the inventor of the QR code. You got Patrick Byrne. You got Senator Rogers, Wendy Rogers. I mean, these people are in the fight, and they are breaking down medical fraud, election fraud, monetary, religious fraud. But at the end of the day, we want to get people back to God. That's why we have Sean Foyt, the praise and worship leader. We've got Pastor Leon Benjamin. We've got Pastor Mark Burns. And then General Flynn is going to show up with a strategic solution to Eric Trump. They're going to give you, I mean, nobody knows what's happening behind the scenes more than Eric Trump. He talks to his father every day, and he gives people kind of an inside baseball of what's happening and what can be done. And we're not going to fill you with hopium. We're not going to sit there and beat you up and ask you to donate to all these causes. And you can name your price. You go to timetofreeamerica.com, and you can request a ticket there. The event starts at 10 a.m. It goes until about 6 p.m. There's about 65 speakers over a two-day period of time. It is going to be an absolute sold-out laser show right there in Ohio. And right now, San Diego, we're down to our final 350 tickets. That's going to be in March. And then in Ohio, we're down to our final, we're just down to our final about 100 tickets right now. If you want to claim your tickets, just go to time2freeamerica.com, and you can request a ticket there. And again, you can name your price. We don't want anybody to not be able to afford to attend this event.
And again, for Canton, Ohio, 17 days, 21 hours, 7 minutes, and 40 seconds. I've got the countdown up on the screen right now. And you can see it if you're watching us on TECNTV.com, watching us there, you're watching us on Clout Hub, or you're watching us over at the website at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. You can see time. To freeamerica.com webpage is up on your screen right now. If you're online, go over there right now. You can buy right now. Select the number of tickets that you'd like and make your purchase today for the Canton, Ohio event, the Tulsa, Oklahoma event, the San Diego, California, or Salem, Oregon. That's right. Oregon is going to get a dose of reawakening, huh?
Yeah, well, you got to go out there. And the only way we're going to meet Antifa is to be where they live, right? You got to show up in Oregon. People always say, Clay, there's no events happening in Oregon. There's no events happening in Ohio in February. And I tell you what, this is how it works. I called General Flynn. I said, General Flynn, literally millions of people are wanting us to bring this event to their local communities. Here are the areas that are wanting us to come to them. You decide. So General Flynn has told me he also wants to get out to South Carolina here. This year, he's also wanting to take this event out to Iowa. So I'm telling you, General Flynn is absolutely on fire. This guy is trying to awaken as many people as possible. We'll get President Trump back there in the White House, and we're going to have a red wave of people that are in office that love the Lord and fear the Lord, and that's what's going to happen.
Well, and South Carolina and North Carolina, of course, we're on the Truth Broadcasting Network here, and that's where they're based out of. So a lot going on there. Richmond, Virginia, another place that I'm sure would love to have a reawakened tour visit is in Richmond, Virginia. And I'm sure you can find a pretty good sized church there to host the event.
That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a church right now. If you're listening right now, and you attend a church in the Virginia area, or you know of one that can accommodate 2,000 people or more, please do not hesitate to text me directly at 918-851-0102. Someone says, did you just give out your cell phone number? Yes, absolutely. If there's an urgency to this, folks, just text the number 918-851-0102. If you know of a church in the Virginia area that would be willing to host us, we're going to take this country back by storm. It is happening.
Yeah, I'm going to look up because there. I know there's a church that has that kind of size. I actually used to go visit there when I did my business, and we were in Richmond, Virginia. That was the church that I used to go to, but I can't remember the name right now, but I'll get that to you, Clay, when we get off the air. Again, Clay Clark, Reawaken America, timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. We got a couple of minutes left. Let's talk specifically about these mandate issues that are going on and the forced vaccination. Thomas Renz is on. I've been playing his testimony for Ron Johnson. 300% increase in cancer, 300% increase in miscarriages, a 1,000% increase in neurological damage to our service members. When you hear that, did you ever serve, Clay? I don't remember if you ever have been in the service.
I did not serve in the military. I did
okay.
not.
I was an a U.S. Air Force Russian linguist during the Cold War. And, you know, when you make that oath and you sign on that bottom line, I mean, you are signing your life. You are saying, I will lay down my life for the freedoms enjoyed in this country. When you hear how our military members are being victimized by these issues, how does that make you feel?
Well, first off, if your listeners go to timetofreeamerica.com and you timetofreeamerica.com/revelation, when you go there and you know what I know, one is I knew this was going to happen. And inside these COVID-19 shots, there's RNA modifying nanotechnology, SM-102, and a technology known as luciferase. And if your listeners would just go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation, they can see all this themselves. But what's happening is a lot of people don't understand why this is happening, who's making this happening. So people need to understand this, okay? Klaus Schwab is the head of the World Economic Forum. He has an advisor by the name of Dr. Yuval Noah Harari. And Dr. Yuval Noah Harari wants to end freedom. He wants to end free will. And I'm quoting. He said, free will is over. What he wants to do is put RNA-modified nanotechnology with gene editing inside those shots that will literally control your thoughts. That's what he's doing.
And there is actually a video of Bill Gates giving a lecture about this to the CIA. It's been verified and confirmed that that video is real and that this really did happen and that he spoke about the exact things you're sharing. Folks, at the end of the day, we're going to have to answer for this.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week
funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.